I doubt you've seen this, but you've probably seen press of Jerry Seinfeld going around doing
Pop-Tart stuff
for the Pop-Tart movie, Unfrosted.
Oh, no. I mean, I... No, please don't make me talk about Jerry Seinfeld.
I mean, I love Seinfeld. Probably top five show for sure. Maybe top three.
Yeah.
And so I get a kick out of seeing him in like the news circles right now because he's making his rounds. He's on like every podcast. He's on like Kelly Clarkson. I don't know if he's on The View, but it feels like he's doing daytime. He's doing nighttime. He's doing podcasts.
Yeah.
And it's fun to see him out there, and he looks great. He's 70 years old.
Yeah.
He looks pretty good.
Well, I mean, if you inject enough infant serum, you can look incredible. The man has the money.
What is his routine? He does have the money. He's got quite a bit of money.
Yeah, he's got that Seinfeld money.
The movie is...
You've seen it?
I did. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. But I don't have Netflix, so it's on Netflix, right?
Netflix.
No, I canceled it.
That's the default streaming service. What's wrong with you?
I canceled it in solidarity.
Oh yeah?
With my wallet.
Oh. I was like, is Netflix on the bad side of history?
No, but I didn't really like the way they treat creators, and I don't I don't want to spend $18 a month for a subscription I can't share.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
I've been paying for my my family's Netflix at my parents' house since I switched from the physical DVDs to streaming.
Yeah.
And it's just gone up and up and up and up. And then I was paying like whatever the super premium one was, so that way we can watch in multiple rooms. But now they did the whole
you can't share
if you're not in the same household. And so now I'm paying for like two Netflix.
I just miss the days when like media companies were scared of us.
Yeah, that's...
You know, they're like, please don't steal.
Long gone,
dude. We'll give it to you for free.
Well, now, I don't know what the price point is. Did you hear about this next merger?
Another merger?
Well, there's a merger on the precipice of a merger with Sony, Skydance. Skydance and Sony are trying to buy Paramount. And I'm assuming absorb Paramount Plus and turn it into something else.
What the?
That's happening. And then it was just announced like a few days ago that Hulu, Disney Plus, and HBO Max, now just Max, are creating a bundle.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the streaming wars. The piss song. Yeah.
Yeah. Merge. Gotta merge.
Merging.
Merging.
It's an emergency. Look at me. I'm watching TV. But the question remains, what will I be streaming? Oh, will it be Disney Plus? Will it be HBO Max? Give me this. Give me that notes. Give me all the facts.
You do that Hulu, that voodoo so well. Ooh. I've been thinking to myself, what is that funky smell? Ooh. I think it's the smell of mergers straight up in the morn.
Yeah.
I want the same company making everything that makes porn.
Oh.
I want to get all my stuff from one place.
Give
me Coca-Cola and Pepsi from one place. Give me every single thing with one fucking face. I want the same company telling me how to bay.
I don't want anything separate, you see. When it comes to my products, I want a monopoly.
Ooh.
Just one company.
Ooh.
Owning everything.
Ooh.
So I can bow down and pray to that thing like,
yeah, I'm praying to them like they're God.
Yeah.
Only want the one of them. They are like a fucking dom, dominating the market, and nobody can tell them nah.
To a noob, it may seem sadistic, but when I pray, I'm monotheistic.
I pray to one god, the god of commerce. They give it to me, mama, please give me more. Oh, mama, daddy, please give me the company. I just want one company to tell me how I should be. I want you to set the price and tell me what to pay. No competition, no, baby, please don't go away.
$200 a month goes to streaming. $200 a month goes to streaming.
$200 more go to grocerying.
Yo, I hope that Ralph's can be owned by HBO Max. Yeah.
And they, I hope that HBO Max can be owned by Skydance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I want, I want Hulu and Netflix and all of them under one company, and we'll call it Cable Plus. Love that shit. Yeah, I want every company telling me and they're owned by Musk.
Yeah, Musk, make my car, make my shows, make my grocery, and even make my hose. Make the women that I see, and hopefully one day these companies will merge with me.
I wanna be a company. I wanna be
a company.
I wanna be a company. Don't wanna be accompanied. I wanna be a company.
Merge with this.
Yeah, that is how it feels. Just one freaking company. And then them like setting grocery prices and stuff. Long live the proletariat.
Never. I'm with big business.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Well, yeah, you keep trying to get us sponsored by Amazon Prime.
Yes, please. Please. Bezos, please.
Bezos, please.
Please, Bezos, Papa Bezos.
Man.
Bezos, share your pesos.
That's pretty good. You come up with that? Or you saw that on a meme?
I have not seen that, but it has to exist.
Bezos, share your pesos.
Yeah, it's got to exist.
Musk, share your money.
Musk, share your trust?
Trust fund. Yeah.
If you had to sell your soul to a big old company, who do you think you would choose?
If I had to sell my soul to a company?
One company, like, right? Like,
and like, you mean like sell them my soul? Like they own my soul?
They'll own your music. They'll own like any IP you create. You know how people have like deals or
overall deals?
Yeah, overall deals.
Oh, I mean, it's the dream of every young musician to be acquired by Universal Music.
Yeah, ooh, Universal.
If I'm lucky, a subsidiary of Universal Music will take a shine into little old me and give me an advance of $2 million.
Ooh, okay.
An advance is just a loan musicians make against their own earnings.
Wait, is that true?
Yes, that's all an advance is. Music companies don't give you money. They just loan you your own money in advance.
So let's say they give you $2 million. You come up with like an album.
And the only thing is if it flops, you don't have to give it back.
Okay. That's what I was, that's what I was
saying. But that's why they don't take chances if they think you're going to flop and why advances are very rare and why advances of large amounts are very rare.
Damn.
You know who does have to give the money back? Authors.
Really?
When
your book doesn't sell?
If Penguin buys your book and gives you $1 million for it, if your book doesn't sell $1 million worth of copies, you have to give the money back. At that point, it's like, why do I even have a relationship with you?
That's scandalous.
And like, the terms of the loan are terrible. They're like worse than a loan you would get because they take way more. Yeah. They take like half. It's like, I could just get a loan for $1 million and it would cost less.
Wow, that is...
This is my hot take. The publishing industry is corrupt.
Yeah, dude,
and the
music
industry is corrupt.
What? Okay, quick. Name an industry that's not corrupt.
Oh, most of the public sector, well, like public parks, but that's only because they're so defunded. There's no money to put into corruption.
That's fair. You don't hear people trying to lobby to to make a park better?
Not really. No. I mean, you do see like, you know, pork added to bills of like, we want to add $200 million for Montana's public parks or whatever, but I'm for it. I think we should spend more money on parks. I'm fine with park money.
Yeah, you know what? I'm fine with park money.
Yeah?
Park money's beautiful. Beautify this place.
I love parks, man.
Yeah.
Just a lovely day in a park.
Beautiful trees, beautiful breeze.
Christmas time. Or any time.
Yeah. Halloween time. You know what?
Or any time. Business time. Or any time. I'm good all the time, as long as I'm in the park.
I had an idea, I just had a spark. Why don't we have a nice picnic at a park? I'll get the blanket, you get the chips. And in the park time, this'll be the shit.
Seeing numerous, yeah, I wanna see the numerous flora and the fauna. Yeah, name them all by name. Knowing what they're called, yeah, that's my game.
Ooh, it's so easy and breezy. When I'm
walk amongst the trees. It's so breezy and easy when I'm walking around the trees.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the way it feels. When I'm in the park, I feel my soul is real. Oh, I love it in the fucking park.
I love it in the fucking park.
Just don't stay after dark when you're at the park.
A creepy dude's come on out.
There's a man who wants to talk to you after dark. He's got literature at the park. He wants you for Jesus. He'll save your soul. You're like, maybe not right now, my G, my bowl.
There's an old man that'll try his best to win you at a game of chess.
And there's an old man who sees this. He wants to flash you his flaccid penis. But the park during the day is so great.
During the day.
I love being at the park as long as the sun is up in the sky.
The sunshine away.
I love being in the park, it feels so good. Yeah, it's so right.
Yeah, it's so right.
But baby, don't stay at the park at night.
No. Uh-oh. What a beautiful day this has been. But oh shit, it just hit 6 p.m.
What a beautiful day, my friend. But I think that the day is coming to an end. Cause there are people everywhere, they're in the bush. Wanna show you their anal tush. Trying to flash you, trying to say, stay at the park, don't just stay in the day.
At the park you could see it all. At the park you can see some old man's balls.
At the park you can do anything. You can see his dick as it starts to swing. The park during the day is good.
Good.
It's true, man. When that stunt starts a setting, I started getting out of there.
It's so real. It's
yeah,
so real.
At least in LA. I mean, maybe people, small town parks, you can just chill. As a kid, when I was a kid, I got caught after dark smoking weed in a park.
What?
By a cop.
Whoa.
And they let me off. White privilege.
Wow, they let you off? I was in a park after dark. This is true.
Yeah.
I got arrested.
Yeah, well.
I wasn't even smoking weed. Had no drugs on me.
You got arrested and you weren't even smoking weed?
Wasn't even smoking weed.
I think they might not have known. We smelled like weed, but I don't think they like found weed on us.
They couldn't see it.
Yeah.
They're like, you could have been holding the bag and a bag labeled weed.
And they would have been
being
like,
a little
this
shiny
seems like
white kid. Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like a nice young man. They called my parents.
Like,
and
oh, did they?
Yeah, and my parents had to come and pick me up.
Were your parents pissed?
Not that pissed.
Oh, okay.
They were like, I mean, I was like a pretty nose to the grindstone, straight A kid. So they were like, what's going on? I was like, this was literally my first time ever doing anything like this. And it was, yeah.
Was it?
Because we were so stupid. We just like, we're in like a park inside of a gated community.
Oh, that's
as
funny.
If imagining that like, like cops.
No one could see us.
Yeah, no one can see us. It's like we're fully lit. Like,
that's so funny.
I just didn't know how to be bad because it was my first time.
What? Bad. Were your friends like egging you on? Like, did you know about weed? I'm so curious about your relationship. Like, I knew about weed. Did you know it was bad? Were you like, I want to do it? Were you doing it to try to be cool? Was there a girl involved?
There was a girl, and there was actually, it could have been so bad because if they had wanted to throw the book at us and if they had known we had weed, they could have like said I was like distributing to a minor because I was an adult legally, and the girl that was with us
you
was
were 35?
I was 35 years old. She was 16, I think.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But she was really mature. She was like super mature for her age.
Yeah.
No, I was like 18. I think she was 16 or 17.
Whoa.
And she was there and my friend was there and we all got caught.
Wow.
Yeah, and they were just like, huh, look at this adorable collection of white teenagers.
As an ex-stoner, I found myself in some very precarious situations in trying to obtain marijuana. Believe it or not, folks, marijuana used to be a little bit difficult to come by.
Yeah.
You had to know like a dealer before you could just go to a shop that looked like a candy store and just pick out any weed from the shelf.
Yeah.
You had to like contact a guy who knew a guy. And then maybe meet at their house, their shady ass house in a neighborhood you didn't agree with.
Do you miss it?
I miss there is a certain allure to the early days because the sensation of smoking was newer,
yeah,
and it had this like subculture that now it's so commercialized,
yeah,
that it's a little bit different. Do I miss going to weird people's houses or meeting in parking lots? Absolutely not. But there was something magical about, oh, I actually got good weed this time, or like,
right,
you know.
But this is better.
What's better now?
Now?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean,
yeah,
it's so easy now to just like show your ID and then get some gummies. I mean, like,
yeah.
Also, gummies and edibles in general, way more regulated now.
Yeah.
Before,
you didn't know what you were getting.
Yeah, no idea what you were getting. And sometimes it'd be so strong. Did not like messing around with edibles back in the day.
Right, because you had no idea what you were getting.
Yeah.
But now you love it.
Now, that's fantastic. But what I will say is there's a different vibe.
Mm.
There's like, and some of these stores still exist. You have your like Willy Wonka branded amazing weed shops now that have like trinkets and doodads and gadgets galore. And the schnozberries taste like schnozberries. But then you have these little dank, barely legal, questionably legal,
right,
holes in the wall with, you see that little green cross?
Yeah.
And it's dark and it's some scary dude that asks for your ID. And it's like, yo, what's up? First time. And you're like, yes. All right, hold up. And then they like go through the whole process. And it's so funny to me. Anyway, you get inside and it's like literally weed in jars, like mason jars.
And you're like, where did this come from? They're like, man.
Yo, man, we got the plug.
It's like, the plug? You're regulated. You should be able to tell me what farm this came from, sir.
There's a super, it's usually a very, very high girl in the back that's like, you ask her questions like, yeah, so is this sativa or indica?
She's like, it's great.
I don't know, but it'll get you fucked up. Like, great, that's all I need.
Every girl I've ever spoken to in a weed shop was like really nice and absolutely useless. So nice, so friendly. I mean, I've been into a weed shop like 5 times in my life, so I don't have a ton to, I admit, but like, there's always like, a very hot girl at the counter who's like, yeah.
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 They are always like so high. And they can't answer any of your questions.
This one is purple.
Yeah.
It'll make you feel like high and kind of purple.
Yeah.
It's like, cool, thanks.
You're like, oh, what's
up? As a highly anxious person, this is helpful.
This is great for me. Which one of these is good? Is this one pretty smooth?
Mm.
Yeah, it's pretty good. About this one?
Is this one pretty smooth?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Would you say there are any in here that aren't smooth?
Hang on. Amanda.
Yeah.
Is there any weed in here that's bad?
No, girl.
No, they're all pretty good.
Cool. Cool. I'm glad you're an employee here to help me through the selection process, because otherwise I might just pick something at random and have no idea what I'm getting.
Yeah, my ex-boyfriend hooked it up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. And he's still here?
Yeah, he's the guy in the front.
Yeah, he's the bouncer guy?
Yeah.
Cool. And honestly, my ass would be like, can I get your number? Like, I think I got a shot. It's like, I kind of like your tattoos.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And like, then you have to walk past the dude who mean mugs you.
Yeah.
At the end.
And I'm like, you like apples? I didn't get her number. Like, how about them apples?
Yeah, dog. Everybody in here knows Goodwill Hunting.
He's ahead of me. Yeah, dog. We all fuck with Goodwill Hunting,
We watch
bro.
It on our breaks. I'm a mathematician.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God.
Are you doing a complex math?
Yeah.
Love to sit back and do complex math. When the ganja hits, I go somewhere.
Let me tell you what's important to me. Smoking good trees and doing trigonometry.
Let me tell you what's important to me. Smoking good trees doing geometry.
What's 1 plus 1? A puff or 2?
plus three plus three. What's me and you? Girl, I don't need to know every bit of math in the book. I take a look with my third eye. I see that I am that guy.
I could solve for X, or I could solve for Y, or I could take a long rip and look at the sky.
I could solve for T, or solve for M, but that'll never bring you back to me again. Yeah, and all these tears that I cry, I count them up like 3, 4, 5. Yeah, that's the math I do. It's the math of me, it's the math of you.
So please excuse my dear Aunt Sally. Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally.
PEMDAS on that ass. I love to feel it when we fuck fast. I'm like 3, 4. Couple more strokes, you're my girl.
Everybody knows I love to push, especially when I'm high on that indica kush.
Yeah, the indica sativa as well. When I'm not high, math is like a living hell.
Ooh, on your boobies, you know I'll press when I'm high off that Pineapple Express.
Yeah, I love pressing on them boobies, girl. Excuse my dear Aunt Sally.
Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally. Ooh.
This math stuff's right up my alley.
It's all up my alley.
But please excuse my dear Aunt Sally.
Please excuse her.
Yeah, when I think that this math's got me straight right on the brink, I solve for I, the imaginary number. Cause when I'm smoking, I feel asunder. I disappear into my ego, ego death. Yeah, now I we go everywhere. I am nothing and everything. That's real math. Yeah, you know, as I sing.
Without you, girl, I'm just a masturbator. But with this puff of weed, I don't need no calculator.
Yeah. I love when the beat goes on.
I know.
The beat's gone. And it's just like, I don't need the beat.
Oh, fuck it.
Fuck the beat.
The beat needs me.
The beat
I
needs
don't
me.
Need the beat.
I don't need the beat. The beat needs me.
Take a pic of my, no, take a text of my piss.
I'm not sure that's going to make it in the episode. So that might be very confusing.
A weird non sequitur. Like, yo, Jack is on. Is he high right now?
Earlier there was a bit about text my piss. I swear.
It really was. Was it funny? To us it was. It was hilarious to us.
Some shit's like that, man. You get in a giggly mood, anything's funny.
I'm really giggly right now. That, yeah, that's last song was really
really stupid.
It was really stupid.
One time, next time we should get high and try.
Oh my god,
we'll try it
At least once. Yeah,
at least once.
I get nowadays, I get really weird anxiety if I have to perform high.
Yeah. But we can delete it if it's bad.
Yeah, if it's bad, we can. Yeah, because I'm like, oh my god, like, what's gonna happen? Can I think?
Oh yeah.
But before,
I used to be a weed guy. Now I never drank. I actually had a very structured relationship with food for a long time, and that included alcohol, because in my head, if I had a drink of alcohol, my voice would dry up, and I would never sing. Like, I'd never be a good singer again, which doesn't make sense. But that's what you do when you're like eating and drinking in a disordered way. You're just like highly anxious and you're trying to have control over everything. So now I have like a nice little drink with dinner and it's great.
I do enjoy the occasional drink. I used to be big on weed. I'm trying to think, which one do I do more now? I mean, there was a time where you probably would talk to me and I was probably high at that moment.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Wow.
Like not my current job, but previous jobs.
Yeah, you were. It was okay.
Like, you know, working at major theme parks, just out of my mind,
blitzed.
Like sunglasses on. I remember I used to have more. It makes me laugh. It's probably bad. It's whatever. It's over 10 years ago, but I would go to the morning meeting because I always had opening shifts, and I'd be indoors with my Ray-Ban sunglasses. I smoked in the work parking lot.
You probably smelled like the inside of a bong.
Well, I had a solution for that, sir. It was called Febreze and
you just did
Burberry
it to yourself.
Cologne. Yeah. So you have, you know, you smoke it and you make sure you blow it out the window. And then before you leave, you Febreze down and you put cologne on. So
did that work? No one?
I mean,
or was it just understood that everyone there was probably high to get through the day?
I
mean, I assume everyone operating a roller coaster is high.
I'm so curious if people, I mean, people who knew me knew, I talked to managers and they never said anything.
Right.
And it was at that point too, like when I was smoking so much, I probably was more normal when I was high than when I was not.
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
So, yeah. Because I mean, highly, as I got older and then I had some therapy, I realized that like, oh, I was doing that as a coping mechanism. Like I'm a pretty highly anxious person. And I think that just mellowed me out and kind of numbed me up.
But now you're more temperate.
Yeah.
No.
I think I'm better faking it now without being high.
Oh, okay. No, I just meant like now your relationship to it is like a couple puffs or like a glass of wine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was never extreme with drinking.
Yeah.
Like, especially when I was younger, I did not like drinking because I was too out of control.
Yeah.
Because I remember the first time I ever drank, because I did not drink in high school. So once I moved out of the house and I was at this party and I drank and I smoked too, both for the first time at the same.
Crossfaded. Dangerous.
Crossfaded for the first time. And I was like, first time ever smoking, first time ever drinking. And I passed out and I was in the bushes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's classic.
It's pretty ridiculous. And everybody made fun of me for like a long time.
Yo, what's up? It's a Friday night. I'm about to have something crazy. One glass of wine. One glass of wine. One glass of wine. How to have a good time. One, maybe one and a half glasses of wine.
Whoa, oh my God. Pour it fast. Go ahead, put that Cabernet in my glass.
Yeah, Sauvignon Blanc, I like the wrong. When it feels inside my belly, I'm like, this stonks.
Hey, Philip, what you say? Go ahead and pour me some rosé.
Yeah, but not all three. These are three different nights. Because as I said, I am having just one glass of wine. Give it to me like one glass of wine. Ha, ha, one glass of wine. That's how you have a real good night. Pass me the joint, I take one puff, and I put it kind of far from my lips, so that a lot of air gets in there too. That's the way my head doesn't really get screwed.
I like more so the weed taste. I don't need that in my lungs. You don't have to be close. Matter of fact, get away from me, bruh.
Get away from me, bruh. Don't you know I'm hella anxious? Yeah, when I have all this bang shit. Yeah, it's delicious, but I like the taste. I don't want that shit getting straight up my mind, my face.
Sometimes weed makes me lag, so I just like to smoke on this swag. You know, the crumbs in the bag. Some stuff that'll really, really last.
One glass of wine's all I need.
One.
One glass of wine.
One. One.
One glass of wine.
One.
Maybe one and a half glasses of wine.
Yeah, one glass of wine. Next thing you know, we're both entwined.
Yeah, you also had one glass of wine. Inhibition's down, but not by that much. Yeah, so I know there's consent. Yeah, it feels good when we get under the tent of the pillows and the blankets that we make. Here we go. One glass of wine, now we're ready to flow.
We start to rug, cause actually we're just a little tiny bit buzzed.
Just a little buzz, just a little fadey. Yeah, yeah, you know you're my baby. But once again, one glass. Once again, I'm spanking on your one ass. Once again, when it comes to pass, one glass of wine's all it takes to get me gassed.
One glass, two cheeks. This weed really reeks. Just take one puff. One glass, one puff is enough.
One glass of wine. One glass of wine. That's how I know how to have a good time. With one glass of wine. Give it to me now.
Give it to me now. Give it to me now. Give it to me now. Give it to me now.
For all those out there having more than one glass of wine, cool it the fuck off.
What the hell do you think that you're doing?
One, 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 one,
one, one, one.
One glass of wine.
When I go wine tasting, there's no need to be hasty. Just give me a thimbleful, cause eventually it'll add up to one glass.
One glass, yeah, I'm basted. Yeah, don't you know I'm mostly like the taste, bruh. Yeah, I don't need a lot in my ass. I don't need all that shit filling up in my glass. Yeah, Sauvignon Blanc, give me that rosé, yeah, you know what I want.
Don't be a bore, pour me a little Pinot Noir.
Pinot Noir, it gets so far. Don't pour me more than one glass at the bar.
One glass
of wine.
That's fun.
That beat went hard as fuck.
It went so hard, which is perfect for...
One glass of wine. Damn. That is what I do, though. I just kind of have the one glass. And because I'm a lightweight, literally and metaphorically, I don't need any more.
Fair. You know what? I never considered myself to be a whiskey guy, but then I got the opportunity to go to Sundance one time, and it's so cold that everybody, all they do is like drink at night. I don't know about everybody, but the crew I was rolling with, all they did was drink at night. And then you went from like party to party, and every party had like its alcohol that it was featuring.
Huh.
And so we ended up going to this whiskey bar that had all of these whiskeys, and they were all for free.
This was during Sundance?
This was during Sundance.
Wow.
This was like night two of Sundance.
Wow.
And it was so much fun.
Yeah.
Because everybody was just like, you know, everybody was on the same plane because everybody's like, No one's driving.
Yeah.
No one's like has to go home. Everybody's like essentially on vacation, just watching movies all day. So at night they turned up and
pretty fun.
It was so much fun. And it kind of made me a whiskey guy. I kind of like whiskey now.
All from Sundance?
That's what kind of sparked
Sundance
it.
Sundance made me a whiskey guy. Didn't want it before. Now it's fly. Never thought it'd be something I would try, but Sundance made me a whiskey guy. Yeehaw.
Now I'm drinking a whole whiskey fly.
Is it called a whiskey fly?
Whiskey flight. You know what I mean?
Drinking a whole whiskey fly.
All the different ones. But yeah, it was crazy. They just have these different tables set up, and it's very dim lighting. And you just go up, and there's like somebody there. It's like, oh yeah, this is our smoky, hazy, blah, 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 blah. This is our dry Kentucky skibbity skip scop. This is more of a Scotch McDopperson, you know?
The last time I had whiskey, I almost died.
Oh my Lord.
I was at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival performing.
Oh yes, that's right.
And someone brought out this like aged Scottish whiskey and was like, gave everyone a shot. And we were at the bar after the show. And I had never tried whiskey before, I don't think. Not much of a drinker. And I was like, all right. We're all doing it. I felt a little bit of pressure. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. So I took the shot and I was like, ah, that's a lot. And then I could not breathe.
Holy shit.
And I went like, and my friends were like, yeah, it's crazy, strong, right? Yeah. It's strong. And I was like, no. And to this day, I'm not really sure if it was like shock. Like, I don't know what happened.
Maybe it went down the wrong pipe as well.
Maybe. It was like a little bit of that, a little bit of the shock of like trying whiskey for the first time or like strong whiskey for the first time. And
Scotch. I mean, that's the place where it's fun.
I'm like choking and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to die from drinking whiskey. This is so fucking nerdy. Like, this is so lame.
Amazing.
What a lame way to die. I'm like, okay, well,
that's
here,
a cool way to
here
die,
I
dude.
Go.
This guy took so much scotch that he died.
Hey, everyone, remember the tale. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, so and then eventually people started to be like, oh my God, he's choking. And so someone, like, ran off, like, to get help, and someone came, and I'm like...
Did they get the bartender? Like, what do they get?
I'm, like, fading backwards, and, like, I can feel my vision starting to black out after about 30 seconds, and I'm trying to stay calm, but I'm, like, never... The crazy thing is, like... When this is happening, everyone's just looking at you.
Yeah, they like they're in
no
shock.
No one
they're
can do anything.
Frozen.
It's not like I have like I don't need the Heimlich.
Right.
I'm not choking on anything except like my throat just like closed up from the whiskey, the inflammation, I guess. And so I just like can't breathe, and I'm just like looking at everybody. I'm my vision's blacking out. I'm like, oh God, I'm like
It was not, I didn't, my life didn't flash before my eyes. I just like was like, oh God, I'm going to die. What the
The only thing that flashed before your eyes was the moment that you took the shot.
Yeah, I'm like, man, I wish I hadn't done that. That's what I'm thinking. What a stupid way to go is what I'm thinking. And then someone rushes over. They have an EpiPen. And I'm like, and I'm thinking, like, he's like, I don't know. I just have an EpiPen. And like, they keep that behind the bar, right? Because that's like the most common. So they're like about to administer this. They're like pulling out this EpiPen to give it to me.
What?
And then I just like, I kind of like, I just kind of go like, Philip, you're freaking out. And I just was like, and I tried to like breathe out really hard. Like,
yeah.
And then I could take like the shallowest breath. I'm like, and then slowly like my vision cleared and I just, I could breathe again.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So have you had whiskey since?
Yes, I have actually.
Okay.
And every single time I completely I black out. No, I have had it and I like it, but I definitely don't search it out.
No, no. I that's fair.
I like a hot toddy.
Hot toddy. You know, I'm not a hot toddy
guy. I love a hot toddy because it combines all my favorite things. Like I love just like hot honey water.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty weird.
I'll mess with some hot honey water.
But you won't mess with a hot toddy?
I don't like warm alcohol.
Oh, I love it. No. It's actually my favorite. It's so warming and calming. Love it.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll take one on my on a walk.
Really?
Yeah, if on a cool night.
Wow, okay.
Cool summer night, take a hot toddy on a walk. Just me and my toddy.
Just me and my toddy.
Just me and my toddy.
That's interesting.
Is it?
I gotta keep it cool.
Boring.
I gotta keep it cool. You know what I've been liking as I've gotten older is a dirty martini. Keep it filthy with a twist.
I don't even know what that my alcohol understanding is so low. Like, can you teach me something about alcohol?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, I could try.
Wait, did we do this?
I think we did that one.
Okay, I can't keep track of these.
It's tough. There's a lot going on over there.
Let's try this. Yeah. It's a little rock and rolling.
Okay. All right.
Teach me a little something about liquor, and I'll tell you my questions.
Okay, great. Go. Oh, okay.
Come on, partner.
Come on down to the bar there, Philip.
I'm pretty new at this. Tell me what I need to know.
Don't worry. I'm going to learn you a thing or two. You just listen here. This here is a shot glass. It's made for shots. This one you don't want to drink a lot. Take one to the dome, son. Take one down the throat. Take a little shot, Philip. That's all she wrote.
If that's all she wrote, why am I starting to choke? If that's all she wrote, why am I starting to choke? I thought with drinking I'd be the goat. But any little liquor I take, I just choke. I'm like, I think I got this down.
Yeah?
Pour me some liquor, make it any amount.
Oh,
whiskey, hot toddy, mezcal as well. I'm sure this drink won't send me straight to hell.
Okay, now this may seem like a lot, but if you want a drink cold, that's called on the rocks. Take a little gin and take a little juice. Put them both together, now you get a little loose.
Why am I starting to choke? Every drink that you pour, yeah, I'm starting to choke. I'm having a drink, I thought I'd do the most. Every single drink, I'm starting to choke like a... Well, well. Well, well. Every single drink's making me choke.
Okay there, fella. I think I got something for you. When you take a little this and you take a little that, put it up in a shaker like a shot, pop, pop, pop. Well, let me tell you this, with one of these, you'll never fail. Pour it in a cup, you got yourself a cocktail.
I'll try the cocktail.
Yeah.
I'll sip it down.
Go ahead.
There's not even that much liquor, right? Not that much amount.
No, not at all.
Maybe just a shot.
Okay.
And lots of fruited things.
Yeah.
But suddenly, what? When I drink it, I'm starting to choke. I'm starting to choke.
Right, somebody get the EpiPen.
I can't do the most because I'm starting to choke.
Get the defibrillator.
I'm dying.
I see my grandfather in heaven. My grandmother too. They're both looking down at me saying, why can't you drink, boy? I thought I taught you a thing or two. I'm starting to choke.
He's starting to choke.
Yeah. I mean, I wish my whole life would flash before my eyes, but it didn't even. That's the stupid part. If I could have seen heaven or something, that would have been cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But instead, I just fucking choked.
And a great incentive to drink scotch again.
Yeah, right? And didn't really.
Every time I drink scotch, I see all my old grandparents who passed away.
It's like that movie Flatlining. I get further and further to the edge, but I never get there. I'm starting to choke.
Man, that's funny. I like that. That's a really funny bit. Here's a drink. It made him choke. Here's a different drink.
It made him choke. It's true. It did. It might as well have. I mean, I didn't really drink much on the trip after that. Kind of turned me off of it.
Fair.
But again, I had a very ordered relationship with it. So I was like, I can't drink when I'm performing.
Yeah.
Even though, like, famously, many, many of the most famous performers were like absolute alcoholics, yeah. Drug addicts. But I mean, it also shortened their lives. Like the people who have like a career of longevity and didn't just like burn out in their 20s didn't do all those things, or they did, but in moderation.
I mean, that's a curious point because you hear of people like the Rolling Stones or like and like Keith Richards, and that guy just looks like he's made out of cigarettes and alcohol.
You unzip the back and just 4,000 loose cigarettes pour out.
And he crumbles from inside.
No, my cigarettes. Is he British?
I don't know.
My cigarettes. Like? That was what I used instead of muscle. He has like superpowers. He can like shoot cigarettes out of his fingers.
My fibrous tissue was
dry all
tobacco leaves.
Dry tobacco leaves wrapped around tendon. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how those guys do it. Functional alcoholics, man.
I was watching the original, what's the movie? Total Recall.
Oh, yeah.
And I was thinking of Arnold.
Yeah.
Like how I was joking with my friend who I was like watching the movies. I was like, it looked like they put a bodybuilder inside of another bodybuilder. Because he looks so insane.
He's huge in that movie.
He looks insane, like bad big.
Yeah, like bulbous.
Bulbous, horrifying. Like sometimes in some shots you're like, you look horrifying, like not how a human being should look. You look like you asked a genie for a wish and he like tricked you.
I don't know, man. That's hot. I mean, he wasn't he Mr. Olympia? Like, I think he. I don't know if he still has the record, but at the time he had like the record for like best body.
That's a record you can win?
Yeah, like you know, Mr. Olympia, like the bodybuilding competitions.
Oh, okay.
He had like. He came in, that was like his competition for years before
he
really
transitioned.
But they
were all juicing, right? Like they were all on drugs.
I mean.
Who can say? I can right now. They were juicing.
I can't. Legally, I can't say. I'm
I forgot you own, you have partial stake yeah. in the Olympias.
I can't say. I wish I could, but yes. I mean, when I see somebody like one of my dear favorite people, celebrity people, The Rock. Who's also in some controversy right now, that may or may not be true, but I'm convinced that he has to be juicing, right? He's like 50 and he's huge.
Right.
It's like kind of impossible to be that huge and that old.
Either he's juicing or his life is insane. I mean, I think I saw a video once of him talking about his schedule. He's like, I wake up at 4 and I work out for like 8 hours
yeah.
or like 6 hours or something, and then I go film my movies.
He works out for 24 hours.
Yeah, if you only have 24 hours in a day, you're poor.
Yeah.
You didn't know you can buy more hours?
Yeah.
You can buy them from a poor person.
Yeah, you can just pretty much it's like sucking their life force away.
Yeah, yeah. You just pay them. It's like $3,000 a day, and you get it from someone who like needs more money but less time.
Yeah,
you just get to take time off of their day.
Yeah,
isn't this the premise of that one movie, Time Cops or whatever?
Wait, the Justin Timberlake movie.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. You could buy time. It was called In Time. That was the
In
name of it.
Time.
In Time, which is fair. I mean, if somebody's on their way out and they just want some money to leave their kids. Buy some of their time.
Buy their few remaining days on this earth from them as an act of charity.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Do something good for once.
Yeah, just for once. Musk, buy my time, buy my life so I can leave something to my kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Please.
I don't need all these day-to-day. What am I going to do, work?
It's such a good idea for a movie, and I haven't seen it, but I assume it's wasted on Justin Timberlake. Not that he's just not an actor, right?
Man, I liked that movie.
Oh, was it good? I take it back. I haven't seen it, so I'm shitting on something I haven't even seen.
I think it's kind of trashy fun.
Yeah.
But they had this conceit of like that they could see their time on their, I don't know how it worked.
Yeah.
But like their time was like running out
on their arm
in like green ink. I'm not sure how it worked.
Yeah, that's great.
But you could see it, and that was like always, you know, a ticking clock. Like, oh God, I need more time.
Wow.
It's really fun.
That is fun.
And then like the time worked also with aging. So if you looked old, that means that you were poor because you could always just buy more time and it made you look younger. I'm not sure how that works.
Only poor people were old.
Yeah, only the poor people were old. So like these rich people, they look like brother and sister.
Kind of the opposite of our economy right now.
Really? How so?
Because only old people have money.
Oh, I see. But they're desperately trying not to look old though.
Well, sure. Yeah. But yeah, I feel like our current situation, it's like a beautiful flip on the current. So edgy, so clever.
That movie from 14 years ago.
Yeah, really had a handle on the 2024 financial crisis.
You know, I saw something on Instagram. I'm a sucker for Instagram.
You are. You scroll memes.
I do. I love the memes. And there's a page that I found that has what celebrities look like without filters. And so it has them. They are still heavily made up, but it's as if you saw them in person, so you could see how like thick the makeup is. And this is like males, females. You could see all the wrinkles. You could see them not smoothed out. And I love it. I can't get enough. And it's not like sadistic, like, yeah, you look horrible. It's that they look real, and it's like demystifying these people, and it's like making them real human beings. And I can't help but picture, like, this is what it would look like if I was like on set with them and I had to see them every day. Like,
yeah,
it's real. I'm like, more people should be seen like this. Like, there shouldn't be all this photoshopped on like magazines and all these like perfected versions of people on Instagram. They should get real and wrinkly.
You don't know you're beautiful, girl.
Well, I didn't say they're all beautiful. Let's be clear.
Oh.
Yeah.
You don't know you're beautiful, girl. You can keep using the filters if you want. I get it. I get it.
Well, it's fun though, dude. I like it. I like the little grime, you know?
A little grime on somebody?
Yeah, I like the grime. It's more real.
I agree. I like. If I could choose, I'd actually choose someone who isn't perfect looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually want someone. Have you seen the thing of like girls being like ugly hot? Like, he's like ugly hot.
Really? That's a thing?
It's a thing. Oh, it's like when a guy doesn't look like a celebrity, but he's still attractive. When what they're, it's like, it's just like making space for the idea that it's just like someone who like has a normal face, but is still attractive to you. And a lot, and someone else pointed out online, which I thought was fair, is like, a lot of times it's just like, you're just attracted to your first like non-totally white person.
Yeah.
It's like, Adam Driver's ugly hot. Close. Yeah. You're just attracted to a Jewish person. You just met someone who actually isn't ethnically white all the way up their heritage.
Yeah.
And you made room for a tiny bit of that.
I mean, I think white people are, they're making a comeback.
What?
Yeah, they're making a comeback, dude.
What do you mean?
Well, that's what I mean by this.
White people are back, baby.
They're white. They're white and they're back, dude.
Oh my, what? You have to tell me what you mean by this.
White people are back. White people are back.
What do you mean?
Yo, white people are back. Let me explain.
Please. White people, I don't feel like I can do this back. Yet.
Yo, Taylor Swift, number one hits. The black people, Beyonce, don't give a shit. Yo, Tyla, yeah, sure, I guess she's wet. But have you heard about that guy who played for the Jets? Or was it KC? What's that white dude who dated Taylor Swift?
Travis Kelce.
Yeah, that's that dude. People go crazy for Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Timmy Chalamet.
Yeah.
Now this is his day.
Yeah.
You can see him. He is like a white boy fish fillet.
Yeah.
You can eat him up.
Yeah.
So delicious, bruh. When I see that hair, I wanna slurp him up.
White people are back.
We're back, we're back. Yeah, we never hit the sack. You thought we were better in the 80s. Surprise, we are back. Yeah, yeah. We got hella flow. We go hella hard. Yeah, you see us? Face card never declines.
No.
Aryan features all of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. You wanna be racist? 2024, the time to do it.
Yeah. Kim Kardashian's ass, that's yesterday. I need a pancake ass as flat as this face.
Yeah, you know, finally it's time. Yay's over all those girls. It's time for Ariana Grande. Except she's rebranded. Now she's REG. Yeah, she's back to being white. In 2003, she was black as hell, then Asian for a time. Now she's back being white, once again sublime.
They're back. The whites are back. Being white is cool again. Yeah, it's back. Sorry if you're Latino or black. Because whites, yeah, they're back.
White people are back. White people are back. White people are back. We never left.
White people are back. White people are back. White people are back.
Yeah, in the 60s we were cool. Hippies, that was kind of fun. 70s, 80s, that was pretty cool. We were number one. In the 90s for a time, being black was kind of cool. But once again, the whites are back to rule the fucking school.
Yo, the greatest rapper of all time. The greatest rapper of all time. Eminem!
The greatest rapper of all time. Greatest rapper of all time.
Eminem!
No. There is one more.
What?
Even better for all the whites out there, and his name is Macklemore!
Yo.
The whites are back.
They're back. Make America back again.
Make America. Anyway, thanks for watching, y'all.
Yeah.
Bye.
Tune in soon.
Bye.
That's great.
Oh, I didn't see.